Joining us right now, live at PMPnetwork.com, is Howie Long. And, of course, Howie is one of our people here. We're based in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Howie was brought up in Somerville, I guess.
And Charlestown.
Charlestown.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it said Somerville in the paper the
other
day.
Well, they didn't have a hospital in Charlestown, so I was born in Somerville.
Okay. But came from raised in Charlestown, Massachusetts, and has become a Hall of Famer in the National Football League. And also, you got a new movie out, 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us about that and your part in that movie.
You know, it's kind of a complicated storyline, but the crux of it is that I'm Kevin Costner's best friend in the movie. We were in the military together in a previous life, and we're now all bad guys. Kurt Russell, Kevin Costner, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Christian Slater. And it's a fun movie, different movie. It's an action movie, a lot of bang-bang stuff, so it's not something you want to take the kids to, but fun movie.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and what a cast, huh?
Yeah, it's quite a group. When you're standing in the midst of those folks, it's it can be a bit surreal. You know, you're wondering, what am I doing here?
Now, when you did your first movie, you were actually in Broken Arrow, and that was with John Travolta. That must have been kind of fun.
Yeah, John Travolta was great, and this is my second go-around with Christian Slater in this one, but John was... John was tremendous. That was the first movie set that I had been on, and he was a lot of fun to work with, and Broken Arrow was a fun film, and people still comment on that years later. They liked it a lot.
What was it like to slide over from football? I know you went into TV doing a lot of the stuff like NFL Fox Sunday, and I know you've also done a movie for TNT, Doll for the Dead. Was it a tough transition going from football to movies and TV?
You know, I really believe this, and some people might take this the wrong way, because I certainly am not saying that television is easy or movies are easy, because they're not, and it requires a great deal of commitment. But I just believe, after playing 13 years in the NFL, the kind of physical and emotional and family sacrifice that you have to make in order to be successful at that level, I just believe that everything after that pales in comparison in terms of the work level. What they perceive as being work and my perception of work are two different things.
Mm. Well, when you're playing football, especially at an NFL level, you're talking about keeping yourself in shape all the time. It's really a 24-hour job.
Yeah, and you add to that the number of operations and broken bones and injuries and rehabilitation, that really puts a toll on you.
Mm. You made the Pro Bowl 8 times and had a legendary NFL career with the Raiders. Have you ever, I was going to say, have you ever regretted never playing for New England? But, of course, you never would, because who would want to play for New England?
Well, you know, I would have liked to have played locally, but, you know, at that time they... You know, they, and I don't want to single them out, there were a number of teams that had an opportunity to pick me, but the one that really, obviously, the two that stand out would be Philadelphia and New England, because I went to school in Philly and grew up right there. But, you know, guys like Fred Schmirlis and myself went a different direction, and that for some reason they just didn't seem to gravitate towards the local players. And, you know, drafting players is it's kind of like picking stocks. Who knows?
Sure.
And at that time, Fritz Schirmer was the defensive coach there, and Buckle Kilroy was the GM, and just didn't think I could get it done.
Well, obviously, they're a fine judge of talent.
Well, they hit on some and they miss on some. I mean, that's just the way of the world. I honestly believe if I hadn't been drafted by the Raiders and been coached by Earl Leggett, my defensive line coach, I never would have been the player that I ended up being.
That's possible. But around here, though, we're used to the Patriots making pretty bad draft picks
last few
years.
Yeah, it's a shame, you know, because I think it's a town that would really go crazy over it. I mean, when I grew up there, you know, on UHF Channel 38 watching, you know, the Bruins and the Celtics, it was almost as if the Patriots didn't exist.
Exactly.
you know.
Yeah, I was always a big, well, of course, back years ago, we had, you know, the Bobby Orr days and the Larry Bird days. I mean, there was, you know, there was nothing else to watch.
Yeah, Bobby Orr, McKenzie, Cheevers, Esposito, Cashman, Hodge.
Yeah, you're like me. You could probably just name the entire
Derek
lines
Sanderson,
and the numbers.
I remember when the whole Rangers team stopped and beat Derek Sanderson up, or at least tried to.
Yeah.
I enjoyed those games.
I did too. Dallas Smith and Gary Doak and Don Orie and all those guys. It was a great team.
Guys. Those were the guys that shaped in many ways how I wanted to be an athlete and how to handle myself.
Hmm. It's an amazing amazing thing, and you did a great job. Now you've kind of juxtaposed into TV there, and you're doing Fox NFL Sunday, which I really enjoy. See, my son now thinks of you as a celebrity. He's 9 years old, but he doesn't remember any of your football. He just knows you from Fox Sundays and the sports.
Right, they're not. It's kind of like John Madden. They know John Madden from the video game and television. And
exactly.
John Madden was the fastest coach to attain 100 wins in 10 years. And won a world championship, and, you know, they don't remember any of that.
Not at all. In fact, he has John Madden's game.
Oh, they all do. Yeah, they can't wait for the next one to come out.
And my son plays Pop Warner football. He's the quarterback. And
oh, good for him.
He had an undefeated season this year, so he's really into his football.
Good for him. Little Howie's team went undefeated, too. They had a good year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if Christopher, Kyle, or Howie all play football.
Yeah, Chris is Chris can pretty much, in my mind, do what he wants to do. If Chris wants it badly enough and works hard, he can go play college football wherever he wants. He's a sophomore. He's 15 years old. He's about 6'3", 230, 235, and thin, very strong, played varsity football as a part-time as a freshman and started as a sophomore and down here in Virginia and played well. And you see flashes of things that you go, phew. And Kyle can't make weight like Chris couldn't make weight. My middle one's too big. He's just turned 12. He's 165 pounds. And
wow.
He's too big, and Chris is just way too big. He's 15 now, but he could never play. Howie's more normal size, and he's able to make weight, and he enjoys it.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's just when the parents get a little too serious about the stuff, it kind of puts too much pressure on some of the kids sometimes.
Well, I just want one kid to make it in baseball and complain about making $10 million. That's what my hope is.
I have to ask you a question because I get emailed to me. Someone wanted to know where the chemistry from your Radio Shack ad with Terry Hatcher came from. They said you have a great chemistry on screen.
I think a lot of it derives from the script. You know, I mean, the script naturally pushes you in that direction.
Yeah.
They're well-written spots. They're well-conceived. A lot of people think we're married, which we're not. I'd like to clear that up for all the messages.
Yeah, Diane won't like that too much.
No. And for some reason, it really worked. You know, it for whatever reason, and you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but it just worked out. You know, it really, really did.
Mm.
Very happy about that.
Well, you've done tons of commercials, but that one and maybe the Bud Bowl seem to be the most popular.
The Coors campaign that I've done, I did Bud Bowl 1 year, years ago.
The Coors Light campaign?
Yeah, the Coors Light campaign with John Wayne, that one has been a big success for them, you know, obviously Radio Shack, we've done 30 commercials now.
Wow.
And it's been going on 3 years, and, you know, they just re-upped for 2 years. So, I mean, their stock has gone up. I mean, last week took a little bit of a dip, but their sales are way up. And in a down time, they've had a real successful, and now they've just formed a merger with Blockbuster Video, and they're going to have Radio Shack stores within the Blockbuster Video stores.
Wow.
So it's getting better.
It sounds like the check will be there for a while for you then.
Well, you know, God willing, say a couple of Hail Marys and, you know, we'll be all right.
Well, before I talk to you about War Games on TBS, there was something else I want to ask you. Now it's just completely escaped my mind.
It'll
wow, that's pretty bad. Oh, I wanted to ask you your opinion of the XFL.
You know what? I really don't have one. I'm the Bears hibernate at certain times, the salmon swim upstream, you know, the birds go back to Capistrano. I mean, it's this time of the year, I just shut down.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the games?
I've seen like maybe 2 or 3 minutes at one point or another.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all for anything that gives guys in this country who haven't been able to make it to that next level, or who have made it to that next level and have been dropped out for whatever reason, anything that gives them an opportunity to play professional football at any level here in this country, I think it's great to have another option. In terms of it being a viable entity on television, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert. It seems to have steadily declined, and people aren't really. And as the weather breaks, and you know, you get into the March Madness and conference championships in basketball, and then the Women's Basketball League, and then spring training starting in baseball, there's a lot to compete with.
I happen to think that it's it needs a little bit of work. I mean, there's a lot of amateurism in the league. But on the other hand, Vince McMahon is a marketing genius, and if anybody can make it work, it's him.
Yeah, he's, and you know, let's not forget Dick Ebersol. I mean, you know, Dick is a smart man, very smart man. I've commented on this prior to this, and, you know, having dealt with Dick, not directly, but having dealt with Dick as his competitor at Fox versus NBC, you know, I would read things in the paper on Monday morning in the TV column and marvel at how he could spin, and he has a tremendous gift for dealing with the media, and you know, six apples would suddenly become 10 apples. You know, how he does that magic trick with the media, I don't know, but he has a great ability to manipulate the media.
Talk a little bit about this new show that starts. It's called War Games. It premieres on Wednesday, March 28th at 8 o'clock on TBS, and will be encored Saturday, March 31st at 10 a.m. Is this kind of a pilot for a possible series?
I'm not sure. I'm only signed up for one.
Really?
Yeah. It's really a unique situation, because up until this time, no one had been given the kind of access that TBS was given in terms of the war games that the Navy, Air Force, you know, the ground forces go through in preparing for live situations. And this is about as close to live as you could possibly get. And for us to have unprecedented access to those games, to give you a glimpse into what our military people do to prepare for, you know, that day you don't want to see happen, but unfortunately might be a necessity. We did a show from the USS Harry S. Truman just before Christmas time off the coast of Naples at Fox, and it was at that time that I came to appreciate the kind of sacrifice that these 18, 19, and 20-year-old kids, and I mean kids, make. And they are in charge of defending our way of life, which I think in many ways we take for granted. And there's a really good book out called Black Hawk Down, which is the kind of the failed covert operation in Mogadishu over in Africa. And Shugart Gordon is the name of two of the Delta Force men who essentially gave up their lives in trying to rescue a Black Hawk that was down. And the city that these war games take place in, and the games are named after those two fallen heroes. And if you want to read a good military book, read Black Hawk Down. If you want to get a glimpse into the kind of sacrifice and horror that war brings on, it's a great opportunity. And this show will give you a great glimpse into how we prepare for those situations.
And it also introduces you to those two brave people.
Yeah, I'm inspired by them. And it takes a lot to inspire me. You know, I'm more of a biographical reader and a historical reader. You know, I just put down J. Edgar Hoover's book a third of the way through it because it troubled me. It didn't inspire me. I'd rather read Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, well, J. Edgar Hoover's not going to inspire when you know the truth.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. Really disappointing. But then again, the style of the writer sometimes can skew situations and not really focus on the things that are of importance.
Do you watch TV at all?
Not much. I really don't. I've got three sons. We're either at a practice or a game or getting homework done. And by the time the day shuts down, it's usually 10 or whatever, and I turn on
the news or something.
Sports show on Fox. Our old pal Steve Lyons.
The
old crazy Red Sox guy.
Right.
Is on
Psycho.
There.
Good old Psycho.
Yeah, he's great. I like him. He's got a good radio show, too, on Fox. He does a good job.
He's a good guy. You know, it's interesting. I just asked you before about the show, and here's a quote from Jim Head, the senior vice president of TBS and original programming. He says that War Games, they're looking at it as a special, as a pilot for a potential series.
Right.
So hopefully if it happens, you'll be a part of that gig, and it'll be another check to go along with your other checks.
Well,
unbelievable.
Well, you know, I did this particular show, and I don't typically do this kind of thing, and I don't know if I'd be interested in doing it on a continued basis, but I did it because of my trip on the USS Harry S. Truman,
right.
And what I did was I donated a portion of my salary, $20,000, to the Disabled Veterans Association, because I just feel real strongly about the kind of sacrifice they make and how appreciative I am for the kind of life that we're fortunate enough to live here in what is by far the greatest country in the world.
When I was a young child, Howie, I grew up in Alston, in Brighton area, in a housing project. My dad had just got out of the Marines, and that's where you ended up when you were that age. These guys are young guys dedicating their lives, and they come back to nothing. And the kids that came back from Vietnam came back to a real terrible Vietnam attitude. So it's
terrible. And you know, the soldier. It's not the soldier's job to question or question the logic of where they're being sent or what mission they're being assigned. It's their job to defend the country at the beck and call.
Mm. Well, Howie, I want to wish you a lot of luck with not only the War Games, but with everything else. We watch you on Sundays myself, and keep up the good work. And we'll enjoy watching you on Radio Shack as well. And make sure you keep a little Massachusetts in you all the time.
Oh, yeah. And tell your boy I said hey.
All right.
All right, partner.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.